Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. Good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, you know, as long as it's interesting to us, of course. You know.
Naturally, because why would we talk about anything else?
True that.
So it is March 22nd, 2022. It is a lovely day in the neighborhood. It is Tuesday. It is 11. Normally we go on at 10, so we're running about an hour late. I had some issues with the plumber. I apologize. But, you know, I had to take care of some business. And
this
so,
guy.
Yeah, you know. Once in a while it's me. Most of the time it's you. But the important thing that we always need to make sure that we say is that this is a live interactive broadcast. And so that includes you. Those of you that are watching right now live, hop into those chat features and send us some messages. If you're not interested in chatting with us, okay, fine. But we engage. We're here for you. So let me prove it right now. Brian, our damn, checks in. You delayed the start so you could get matching shirts. Well,
And apparently you weren't watching our Disney broadcast because we had these shirts at Disneyland.
Yeah. We don't get woke. We stay woke.
Stay woke.
So anyways, live interactive broadcast. If you're listening to this via podcast platform or watching this after the fact and we're no longer live, you can still send us messages. We definitely read those. We engage. And sometimes we even talk about the stuff on the next time we go live. So by all means,
that is true.
Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking of the show, what we're talking about. If there's something you want to hear us talk about, let us know. We can definitely do that.
Hey, Mark, tell them where they can find us, though.
Oh, man, we're everywhere. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. We are no longer on Daily Motion. We got kicked off for breaking terms of policy. I don't even know what we did wrong because they didn't say. So we're no longer on Daily Motion, but we are on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch,
Twitter. I had no idea what that was anyways.
If you're listening to us, you're listening to us on some podcast platform. You already found us, but we are everywhere I know of. So if there's somewhere we need to be, let us know. We're happy to try and make that happen. So absolutely. James, as we have been doing on these episodes as of late, I've been starting off just about every episode with a delicious beverage. And today I'm going to be drinking Three Birds Hard Seltzer Hot Chocolate.
Hey, crazy thing. I got one of those too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Well, hold on. Actually, you know, give me just a second. I'll be right back. If you could talk about what we're going to talk about today.
I just realized
I totally forgot something. I'll be right back.
For sure. Yeah. So what we have going on today. So we're going to talk about some of the shore excursions that we're going to be that are available on the Alaskan cruise. I think we're going to talk about some Moon Knight. We're going to talk about
what you doing in my house.
Bro, how did you not know I was here?
What the heck?
Yeah, I've been. I snuck in. You didn't hear me?
Clearly. Well, let's try this hot chocolate.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Boom. Oh, it smells hot chocolatey.
Interesting.
You know what? This first taste wasn't bad.
Hot chocolate hard seltzer. Who'd have thunk it would work?
Yeah. No doubt. Interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go back to my recording studio.
Go back.
Welcome to my house.
Get out of here. Yeah. So anyways, Welcome back to your studio. These three bird hard seltzers, we've actually had, we bought a party pack that had
like a 12 pack with four flavors.
Yeah. So there was a maple pancake.
Mm-hmm.
There was apple cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this hot chocolate, and there's also a holiday punch.
Yes. Later in the episode, we will drink the holiday punch. So,
yeah.
Now I can say, having had three of the four flavors now, they're actually a lot better than what I expected. When we picked this up and I looked at the box, I was like, I think we should get it just because it's really weird.
Yeah.
But I've actually, I think, quite enjoyed them.
They're not horrible. And like I said, like the first sip, it always takes the first sip to try and get it. But actually, this first sip was not bad. Actually, it tasted like hot chocolate. I was like, yeah. Oh, it actually, it smells like it too. It smells like marshmallows, like hot chocolate with marshmallows in it.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
So if you can find this in your neighborhood, it's Three Birds Hard Seltzer. It's a party pack, four flavors.
I don't know if it was just for the, that one, I think there was only a couple more boxes in the Total Wine that we went to. I think this might be a holiday thing, but I'm down to try some other Three Bird Seltzers that if, you know, they don't have this pack any longer. I'd like to give them a try.
Yeah, absolutely. And James, stop moving your head around. Every time you move closer or further away, your camera freaks out because the amount of light being let.
Here, let me turn a little bit. Maybe that'll help it a little bit.
Yes. Nah. I know you're not in your normal recording studio. So
yeah.
All right. So I didn't hear everything you were telling the folks, but we're going to talk about some interesting stuff today, as we normally try to do. At least it's interesting to us. So,
right.
First and foremost, the thing that I wanted to bring up is something I posted earlier or late last week, and it is still ongoing, but it's only got a few days left. And that is the Humble Bundle. I don't know if you've heard of Humble Bundle, but it's a website where gaming or software developers go to basically provide their stuff. Okay, that's creepy. So we just got a message from Tyrus. I'm driving my car, so I can't reply to you guys, but I'm here listening and in spirit. And then he says, I'm stalking you guys. I'm not quite sure how to take that, but anyways,
at all.
Back to the Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
So there was a Humble Bundle that came out, a couple months ago that was pretty awesome. It was like $20 and it included every Batman game, yeah. Every Batman video game.
I remember you telling me about that, yeah.
Yeah, Arkham Origins, Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City.
Arkham Knights.
I did not include Arkham Knights.
No, not Arkham Knights. Yet. That's not. Yeah.
The Arkham Knight or whatever it was. Anyway, yeah. But it also included like the Lego Batman games. Stockings hung by the chimney with care. I don't think that's how he meant it, but I'll take it. So Humble Bundle, cool website. There's really cool, unique things that show up on there. And generally, these are fundraisers to help fund something. So yeah. The current Humble Bundle that is up and is ongoing for a couple more days is the Stand With Ukraine Humble Bundle. And as you can see, this is showing you some of the things that are going to come with this Humble Bundle. There are games, there are graphic novels or books. There is also software. Currently it's over $2,000. And actually when I read the last update, it's over $2,500 worth of content. And 100% of what you donate goes to Stand With Ukraine. And so they're asking for you to make a donation of $40 at least. So if you make this $40 donation, you're going to get everything you see in this image. Plus there's a ton of other stuff.
Yeah.
And I can
tell
you
that he was reading me the stuff last night. And I was like, what?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
As of when I originally posted this on our page, they had raised almost $2 million. They are now at $12.6 million. So,
wow.
So just specifically, a couple of things that these dollars are going to go towards. It supports Razom for Ukraine. International Rescue Committee, International Medical Corps, and Direct Relief. So
that's really cool. I'm glad. And I'm glad they can do this. And this is, I mean, we know a bunch of gamers. There's a ton of gamers out there. So this is something that, you know, not a whole lot of money gets you a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. And just to be clear, it is over 120 items included in this Humble Bundle between the games, the books, the software. You know, some of the software, it's not huge. Like maybe it's there's a PDF software, but it's a 1-year subscription. You know what? That's the MSRP on that is like $50, I think. So
yeah. So I mean, you already get your money's worth. Yeah. And I mean, what, like there was some other software you were telling me about, I mean, that are like retailing for what, like over $100. So
oh yeah, there's a game designing company where they're offering their classes, like completely how to learn how to do game design, and it's like a $250 MSRP, and yeah, it's a part of this package. So there's a lot here. I absolutely, you know, even if you have no interest in the 120 plus pieces that come with this, yeah, it's still a good cause. If you've got $40, stand up to the red wall.
Yeah, man. Nah,
that's about as political as I'm going to get in this episode. So
yeah, I'm glad let's stick it there. Let's stick with it there.
Yeah. So, I have not purchased it yet. I will probably be purchasing, today or tomorrow, I believe, and let me look right now. I can confirm this Humble Bundle is ongoing until it's got 2 days and 23 hours. So it's got basically three days from now. So you've got till, let's just say Friday.
I was going to say, I saw Tyrus's message. I can voice text, but my phone doesn't speak Ebonics. So what I say might be spelled wrong. Yeah, I totally understand you. I had, now this was a while back, but it was like when voice text first started out, I sent a message to a girl I was supposed to be going on a date with, and it came out 100% wrong. I'm not going to tell you what it said, but let's just say it came out super wrong and I didn't check it. And then when I went back to check it, she hadn't checked her messages yet, but I was like, oh my God, no, that's not what I said. Like, yo, I can't do voice text anymore.
Good times. Good yeah. times indeed. Now, this is kind of weird because you're in my house with my amazing internet, and yet your internet seems to be bad. The only thing I can attribute it to is that janky 2007 or older computer that you're rocking.
It's not 2007. I know it's not that old. It's younger than that, but. Yeah, nope.
All right. So let's move on because your internet's wigging out or your computer is. I'm not sure. So let's move on. We've got the Pentaverate. It's a new movie that's coming out. And Mike Myers is back.
Is it? I thought it was a series. The way it looked.
You're right. You're right. It is a series. It is a television series. I don't know if it's a television series. It said it's a multi-part event, which makes it sound like it's a mini series.
Maybe a mini series. That's true.
So this comes out in May. We posted the trailer up on our page. I love Mike Myers. I love the Austin Powers. I wish he would have just kept making them. You know, they were great. And this feels like it's harkening back to some of the work he did there with playing multiple parts. I think he's playing five or six in this film.
It looks like that.
Or series,
Yeah, it looks that way. It looks like, you know, and it looks like that he's was able to get a bunch of stars in on this. So
yeah, there are quite a few people in the trailer and others listed on IMDb or whatever. So it's probably going to be a fun movie. I would definitely say keep this on your radar for coming up in May. Then we've got
Puss in Boots.
Pray for Mercy. So again, trailer is up on our page.
I didn't see the last Puss in Boots film. I think there's only been one so far. This will be
There's only been one, but there is the Puss in Boots series on Netflix.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've seen a couple of those. They were okay, but they were definitely it was you can tell it was definitely for kids.
Yeah, I loved the character when he was first introduced in the Shrek films.
It's a great character.
Antonio Banderas.
Great addition.
Yeah, absolutely. Watching the trailer here, there's some animation choices that I didn't love. And I'm guessing that those are done for storytelling. You know, when he's telling a story, it's in this style. But I didn't love some of the animation choices, but I'm probably going to give this a watch just because, again, I love the character. I probably should go back and watch, you know, the series and the first film.
Yeah, I definitely need to see the first film for sure.
But I think it's going to be cute. I think it's going to be fun.
It's one of those family films, so, you know.
Absolutely. This one, this trailer just came out this week. It's for Disney's Sketchbook.
I'm interested in this one for sure.
Yeah, it's the catch line is the magic is drawn one line at a time. And it really is taking you kind of behind the scenes and looking at making a movie from the animator's perspective, drawing literally one cell of animation at a time to make these epic films that they make. And even like
you can see in the background there, that's from Encanto, and that's a computer animated film, but you just realize, oh snap, they still got to put that on paper first to before they transfer it. So
yeah, absolutely. You still have to create the character. And a lot of it can be done today where you can create
just on a computer,
yeah. But most people still start pen, paper, pencil, paper.
I mean, and even, you know, there's even storyboards. Storyboards are done, you know, hand written. They're not just thrown up on a computer like that. They're still hand drawing.
Because you don't want to spend the money on computer animation until you have to.
Right. That can become very expensive. But I mean, like, that's one of the things. Storyboards are still hand drawn, and I mean, you look. That's one thing I kind of miss about the old school animation. Yeah, it did take a long time, but man, just kind of when you saw some of the behind the scenes stuff of them, you know, having to go back and double check to make sure they're drawing the mouth correctly, that the movement of the mouth correctly. It's crazy.
Yeah. When I first started watching this trailer, I was like, oh my gosh, this could be really cool. And especially since they have some of the animators that have been around for quite a while, like going back into like the 80s. I think it'll be a fun watch, and it's going to be a series. It's going to be multi-episode. I don't know if it's going to be, for example, one episode based around Encanto or one. I'm not sure how they're going to do that. But
I would almost take, I would almost take one animator, one episode.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of stuff that they could, I'm sure they have enough stuff that can take up, you know, however long the episode is, 30, 45 minutes, an hour. I'm sure they could probably talk about it all day. So, but, you know, I'm sure they're going to talk about one specific thing. I think I saw one of the animators for Goofy. I know I saw Encanto. I think something was from Lion King and so on. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what this is all about.
Brian says this will be
fascinating.
Good
to
God,
see.
Mark. This will be fascinating to see. As I understand, there's very little pen and paper. They draw directly into the computer using pen paper programs. I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
I wouldn't believe it. Yeah, there's no doubt. But like some of the stuff that they had in the preview was pen on paper. Pencil to paper, because they talk about their erasers a lot.
Yeah. Yes. And their erasers in the trailer are interesting. They're like little gobs of just rubber, it looks like.
there's some different erasers that I've seen, you know, over my years. And like some of those ones that look just like globs are some of the best ones, especially for animators, because it clears everything. It basically clears up so you can just wipe it away and then boom, you're ready to go.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to watch that one. You know, I've enjoyed a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that they've done on Disney Plus. I think they're a lot of fun. It really pulls back that curtain and lets you in. You know, the behind the attraction, that was a fun one.
I need to finish watching that. I watched like I think I saw like the first episode or something, but I was like, oh snap! Like when you actually see behind the scenes, when you see it, it actually makes it even cooler.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree 100%. You know,
those Imagineers or something else, man.
Yeah, well, and you know, like Pepper's ghost effect, that's one of the things used in Haunted Mansion. I had heard of it, I knew conceptually how it works, but actually seeing them talk about it and explain it, it makes all the difference in the world. Nice. So speaking of Disney Plus, an upcoming series, just in about eight days, next Wednesday, we've got Moon Knight.
Oh man, I've been kind of hyped for this since I kind of heard about it, because I don't know much about Moon Knight, and then when I saw it was Oscar Isaac, man, I was just like, dope. Poe Dameron is joining the MCU.
No, I like him. I think we'll see how he does, but I think he's a good actor. I think he's a good choice. Yeah. You know, I as well don't know a ton about Moon Knight. I conceptually understand the character, but
yeah, how he gets his little weapon thing is from the actual moon, like the image of the moon. I was like, yo, that's clean. That is clean.
Yeah, it'll be I think a good series. And I'm excited to see if there's any play potentially into Multiverse of Madness, because that's the next film up. And you know, this is going to be, I believe, 6 episodes, so that's 6 weeks. Yeah. So this series ends right around when Multiverse of Madness comes out.
When does Multiverse of Madness come out?
May 6th? I don't know. Why you got to ask me these questions on the air?
I don't know. Just put you on the spot. See if you know stuff. Yeah, because if it starts next Wednesday.
Yes, it is May 6th.
Yeah, if it starts next Wednesday and we're going 6 weeks, it'd actually be going into that's 2, 3.
No, it would end on May 4th. So 2 days before.
2 days before. So yeah, actually that's it's cutting it close, people. But yeah.
So there is an extreme possibility that there could be tie-in to Multiverse of Madness in some way here. So I'm excited. Either way, I think that obviously I'm a Marvel Studios fanboy. I don't think I've disliked anything they've put out. There's stuff that I've enjoyed more than others, but I don't think there's anything that I've been like, oh, that was bad. So yeah, I'm excited to see this. You know what else is exciting is coming up very soon is, and we need to talk about this just briefly, and that is WrestleMania.
Yes.
And the reason that we need to talk about this is we brought it up on our last episode, there's a gentleman that we went to high school with who is a follower of our show, and has made a bet with us that at WrestleMania, Stone Cold, who is making his return.
One night only.
This gentleman has made the bet that Stone Cold will not do anything more than a stunner and a beer bath. And I have said, no, it may not be a sanctioned match, but there's going to be a lot more there. Some back and forth, some maneuvers hit. And so we've got this little bet going. The person has put their beard on the line. And so
I got a picture of it.
We do have a picture.
I got a picture just recently.
Okay, very good. We will get that up on the page very soon to show folks what is on the line. This gentleman's beard is on the line. And I believe we will be. Oh, and Chris is actually checking in. Mr. Chris is the gentleman in question that is putting his beard on the line.
Yeah, hope. I mean, actually, I hope the what thing isn't as annoying. I remember when it first started, I remember I was like, ugh. Like, it would, because it would seem to go on forever, but I'm hoping it's just a couple what's. And then,
well, and you got to remember, Stone Cold did it for probably, I don't know, 3 months, and it's just never gone away. Like,
yeah.
Any of the times he's shown up in the last couple of years, he doesn't do any of the what's, really.
Oh, that's the, yeah, that's the the universe.
Yeah, so hopefully we don't get many what's, because it has somewhat started to go away, and God knows if he does it, it's going to bring it back in full force. So yeah. I don't want that.
Hey, just so you know, I'm thirsty again, so I'm going to go ahead and I finished the hot chocolate already.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, come on.
All right, hot chocolate down. Let's go holiday punch. Just for everybody at cheers. Home. I mean, I could come out there and we could do actual cheers since you're here. Yeah,
it's all good.
It's a little spicy, which makes sense. It's a holiday punch. It's very, I don't want to say bland, but it's almost bland.
This is like my least favorite one so far.
Yeah, and it's not bad.
No, it's not. I mean,
it's just like it's not as... favorite.
It's not as good as the other ones. Yeah. Yeah. The other ones had a lot more, had actual flavor. This one doesn't really. Oh. There's hints of fruit punch, but then mm-hmm. it shows all these kind of citrusy flavors inside of it. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but.
It's good. I mean, it's not my favorite. It's probably my least of the four, but.
Yeah.
It would not deter me from buying the box again. I'll put it that way.
I'll just give this to my drunkest friend whoever's the drunkest here. Drink this.
Yeah. So Chris, you're out there, no fear, putting the beard on the line.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. From what I heard Jim rumblings from Jim Ross.
Yes, so I was going to post it on the page, and I hadn't yet, but Jim Ross this week on his Grillin' with JR show, he did discuss...
Boomer Sooner.
He did discuss this upcoming confrontation between Stone Cold and Kevin Owens, and he basically said, you know, that he's more or less been in contact with Steve Austin, and that this is not going to be a show-up stunner and beer bath. He said this, not these are not my words, this is Jim Ross. Stone Cold has been working out in the gym, getting in shape, and he wants to go into this, and he's said if he's going to get physical, he wants it to be something good for the fans. He doesn't want to waste time. So right. I'm fully expecting that there's going to be some good back and forth. There's going to be a Luthez press. There's going to be a couple of maneuvers. It's not going to be huge. I'm thinking it's 2 to 5 minutes tops, but I think we're going to see a confrontation, because both these guys, Kevin Owens and Stone Cold, are amazing on the microphone. They both cut really good promos. So yes, there is going to be some verbal assault on each other. That's going to lead to physicality. So it may not be a sanctioned match, but it will be more physicality than a stunner and beer bath.
Yeah.
There probably will be a beer bath, though.
with some Broken Skull Lager, some Steve.
Well, so let's transition a little bit, and let's talk about, you are here in my house here in Northern Nevada in Reno.
Northern Nevada.
And you got into town on Friday last week.
Yeah.
So you've been here for a couple days. And Chris says he's not disappointed to lose. Loose. I guess that means he's not disappointed to cut loose.
or loose the beard.
Loosen up that beard. All right.
Yeah.
I always love making fun of teachers.
he's an English teacher. Actually, yes. Are you still doing English, or are you just doing theater now?
I'm hoping he's not doing English anymore. And I guess it makes sense. It is probably spring break, and that's why he's able to join us today. Yeah, so that's great.
It's cool.
But so you've been here for a couple of days, and let's talk about your time here so far. So you flew in on Friday.
Yeah.
And you know, I picked you up from the airport.
Yeah. And And we kind of just hung out most of the day. We stole some shoes. Not really. We didn't really steal some shoes. They were actually given to, but they were left outside. And so we pulled up and Mark was like, there was a painter at this house. This guy was painting at the house. And so like we pulled up to the house, I jump out the car, I grab the shoes and I run back and I'm like, go.
Yeah.
And
so
the painter had a little good laugh. Yeah.
A little preface, because just so it makes sense, I guess it's not preface anymore, but I don't know if they have this in every neighborhood, but there are people that are like, hey, I'm getting rid of XYZ. If you're interested, hit me up on Facebook or whatever. And so this woman was getting rid of her kids' soccer shoes, soccer cleats, and we were like, oh, hey, let's come up. So we messaged and... She was like, sure, you know, I'll just have them outside of the house. Come by and grab them when you can. So we drove, I picked up James. And one of the things we did is we drove over to this house and the story that James just told. And it was entertaining because the painter is just kind of laughing his butt off. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So,
but these are nice cleats though. I mean, they're Under Armour cleats. They were like, they were darn near spotless, so they must have cleaned them. They must have cleaned them beforehand, but yeah.
And Brian does confirm, I guess, there are some Facebook groups out there for that kind of thing, pay nothing groups, and that's, yeah. I believe, what this was. So it's cool that exists. You know, if you're getting rid of something, throw it up on there. Don't just get rid of stuff, because one man's trash is another man's treasure.
One man's trash is another man's come up.
That's right. That's right. So that was on Friday. We didn't do a whole lot else. You got to see the neighborhood. What do you think of where I'm at?
Nice. It's real nice. Nice neighborhood. Your boy over here is right across from the little clubhouse. Man, that is a killer clubhouse. They have a gym in there, which is not just some like dinky like weight sets and stuff. No, they got ellipticals, they got treadmills, they got free weights, they got machines, they got everything over there, which is really nice. And then their little clubhouse deal, man, I'm telling, like, full on kitchen, dishwasher, sinks, full range. I mean, it looks like if we were talking about it, like hosting a Super Bowl party, that would be the spot. You get a bunch of people over there and like there's little enclaves where you can kind of just break off from the group and kind of chill. Or there's the big room, there's outside patio furniture and the pools and everything. So during summertime, but yeah, no, overall, real nice, real nice.
Yeah. And going back
and
to
the park
and, yes.
And the new park they just put in over here. Real nice too.
Yeah, and going back to the reference to the pay nothing groups, Tyra says there's a story of one of those groups, and a girl had started with a paperclip and traded it up to a house. And I remember actually hearing this story.
What?
Yeah, you just trade with people. Hey, I've got this. What can I get for it? And you just work your way up, man. Like, boom. Again, one man's trash is another man's treasure. So,
yeah, or it's like somebody had to move in a hurry. Like, hey, we got this. You want it?
Well, so again, she traded it up, right? So she went from a paperclip to, like, let's say,
a car,
a pencil. Yeah, eventually getting up to something that was valuable enough to
get her a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know,
or the house itself. We don't know, but
potentially, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on Saturday we went to the Discovery Museum, and some of y'all might have seen some of the videos that we posted from there of us trying to make an earthquake,
which was crazily small for how big we are. And there was a kid like right behind us that made one that was bigger. So I'm like, I don't understand that, but okay.
Yeah, that was kind of weird to me, especially with as much effort as I had to put into that, and that's all we got. But the Discovery Museum here in Reno, it's a pretty cool spot. It's, you know, it's primarily for kids to check out.
Yeah, definitely.
But they do, once a quarter, do adult night. And we're actually, my wife and I are going to check this out in a couple weeks, where it is adult night, and you... you get full access to the entire place, and there's drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and yeah.
Yes, Brian. Yes. Well, it is a children's Discovery Museum. Yes, true. But they have a lot of activities that, you know, parents can enjoy. And
yeah, I have now been there. I think when we went, that was probably like my fifth or sixth time going.
And apparently there's more to that place than we actually saw. So I was like,
yeah, we didn't go in every room. So
yeah. So, hey.
Yeah, we bought the annual pass. Because we knew we would go probably multiple times, and it's already paid itself off twofold. So, we don't go every week, but we've gone, like I said, probably six times now, and we've only had the pass for, I think, a little over 2 months.
That's Great America annual pass status. When we were younger, like, our parents were like, what do you want to do? Can you just drop us off at Great America? Sure. I'll pick you up when I get off of work. Okay.
Sounds good. Ah, the good old days.
Oh, man.
So then still on Saturday, we went to the park and we flew some kites and we went on some jungle gym equipment, had some fun there.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys, like, it might look slow on that video. Cause actually when we watched the video, we were like, huh, that does look slow, but being on it, not slow at all, people.
No, it is it is painful. And I had only ever done that one by myself. And so having another person on there actually made it that much worse.
Yeah.
Like it was, I felt like we were spinning super fast.
Yeah, it felt like, I mean, like it, that was having to hang on to something while doing like what we normally do on teacups.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So it was fun. And then we went and got some pho on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And James, good. You'd never had proper pho before. What did you
think? I mean, I had, I said the fish broth pho. I hadn't had the one that I had was beef broth.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Cause proper pho is what you had the other night. So, I don't know what you had before.
Oh, well. Like I said, it was really good. I enjoyed it. Made sure to eat all the meat. It was a lot. It was a lot of food. So I mean, it filled me up. Had some of the noodles. Had some of the definitely ate all the meat that was in there. And then we had this. Oh, I had never had the spring rolls. The spring rolls I had never had before, because like the rice paper, which was. They were, and the peanut butter, like the peanut sauce they had, oh, killer. So that was definitely good. So appreciate that. Yeah,
no, it's a great restaurant. You know, it is a local restaurant, so it's not like I could tell you what it is and you'll find it in your neighborhood. But if you're ever in Northern Nevada in South Reno and you want some good pho, head to Pho La Mint. It's really good.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's pho restaurants like everywhere now. So yeah. Support your local pho restaurant.
So then Saturday night, we went out with one of my coworkers.
Yes. And
we hit up Shush Boom.
Yes. Now, you've heard Mark talk about this a couple times on the show. And he actually, you drank a couple beers from there. I know we talked about it. We talked through all the beers. Let me tell you guys, this place is absolute legit. Like, he built it up. I mean, he didn't really like super build it up, but you know, I kind of had a vision in my head and this kind of blew all my expectations. So when we got there, you know, it's self-seating. So when you get there, you got to try and find an open seat. Luckily, some people just got up not too long before we got there. We ordered our drinks, went to go grab a seat. I'm just telling you, like I did a beer flight. I actually did two beer flights plus an extra beer. So
the beer flights, they're pretty cool. So it's four-ounce pours for $10.
Yeah. And they come on a thing that looks like a chairlift, which is totally cool. So like the second one she brought over to the table. Actually, Mark brought the first one over because he was waiting for the drink so I could get the table. And then the young woman that poured my drinks brought it over and it's literally just like on a chairlift. I said, the only thing that can make that thing any better is if it was actually on a wire and came to your table.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty money.
Yeah. And so, James, you tried 9 different beers.
9 different beers, yes, sir.
So you had 36 ounces of beer.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. That's
pretty good.
You know, 2.5 pints, basically.
Yeah. Was feeling good still. So it wasn't like,
It was 9 unique beers. You didn't
9
do
different,
anything.
Yeah, 9 different beers each time. So I had, I did their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Because they had a 6th one that I wasn't able to try, which I'm kind of upset about, because I met the one of the co-owners, and he was like, the 6th one, or the bartender told me that the 6th one was an apple pie beer. And I was
sounds good.
Kind of upset that I missed that. And then I did 12, their number 12 and 13, and then their number 27. So all the beers that I had while I was there were actually their beers, Shish Boom's beers. I wanted to make sure that I tried all theirs. So,
and you tried an IPA.
Yeah. I don't normally like IPAs. I think we've talked about this on the show where I'm not a fan of IPAs, but their number one beer was an IPA. So I was like, you know what? And Mark kind of convinced me too. He's like, you're here, might as well give it a try. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So I gave it a try. And actually, it wasn't that bad of an IPA. Either that or my taste buds are kind of changing, so I can handle it. The only two beers of theirs that I didn't have, there was a New Zealand IPA and a New England IPA. So those are the only two IPAs I didn't have. And those are the only two drinks from them I did not have. But overall, that IPA was killer. Their berry beer, whatever that is.
Marion Berry Beach Bum.
Delicious. Actually, one of my favorites ended up being one of the stouts that I got on the back end, which was called the Charlie Murphy.
Because it was super dark.
It was the darkness. And it was, yeah, that was quite amazing. Banana hammock?
Banana hammock, yeah.
Banana hammock was one of the ones that I had. And so, I mean, like, all their beers, I can officially confirm, are 100% delicious. Okay, actually, I can't say all because I missed 2. So like 90% of their beers, of their actual beers, that are made on the premises, they have their brewery right in the back, are go try it out.
Yeah. So again, we're not sponsored by them. They're not giving us any money. Like, this is just a place that I went and checked out and I really liked. And yeah. I was like, I got to take you. So yeah.
No, and 100%. Y'all, if you ever come up this way, first off, hit your boy Mark up. Secondly, go to Shish Boom.
Yeah, check it out. It is a cool spot. So that was Saturday night. Sunday, we pretty much, I honestly don't even remember. We mostly stayed around the house, I think.
No, we went to breakfast that morning.
Oh, that's right. We went to
IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I stole syrup from another girl's table, and she was not thrilled about it. Like, I knew.
Yeah, they're running low on supplies. So.
Yeah, apparently, like, you have to ask for blueberry syrup, and they might not have it. And, like, yeah, pretty much, I just went over and grabbed a couple syrups off a table, and she came out and was not quiet about it at all.
No.
So I was like,
hey, Susie, your table took my syrups.
Yeah. I was like, all right, lady, like, calm down. And anyway,
not that serious.
Yeah. So then we went to Sam's Club, I grabbed a couple samples. One was an energy drink. The other was some Dunkaroos. We grabbed some food from
and,
there.
And to be clear, when James says he's grabbing these things, he was having samples.
Yeah, that's what I said. I grabbed samples. That's what I said.
Oh, I heard you just say you grab things. I'll go back and listen to it.
Yeah. And then Yeah, so grab some samples. I was actually looking for, I went to a Sam's Club back in Vegas and they had a club size of Sour Patch Kids, and I'm a huge fan of Sour Patch Kids. I wanted to get the bag of the Sour Patch Kid watermelon, which they have in a club size, which is like 3 pounds, instead of like the 2 pounds that you get in the family size or share size, whatever that is. I don't remember. But unfortunately, they were all out. So, oh well.
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
But we had Sam's Club. Yo, I don't know if everybody has a Sam's Club who are listening to this, but if you do, they have a 4-meat pizza that is redonkulously good. I mean, like, this is one of the, I mean, like, you know, I'm always kind of skeptical about some of these, like, you know, like, I was real skeptical about Costco pizza when they first came out, and then I had their Supreme Killer. Then I had, you know, and I've had some pizzas from other places, you know, little, like, you know, from 7-Eleven. But Sam's Club pizza is ridiculous. The 4-meat, and it's only like, what?
It is cheaper than Costco.
Yeah, what, $6-$7, something like that?
So, to be clear, it's on sale right now. Oh. We got it for $7. It is slightly smaller than a Costco pizza. Not much, but it is slightly smaller than a Costco pizza.
Delicious.
But a 4-meat pizza from Sam's Club was $7. Normally, yeah. It's like $9, right?
At Costco, but it's 10. But you're getting pepperoni, sausage, bacon, and ham. So, I mean, I don't know how you can go wrong with that. I mean, unless you're like, you know, vegetarian or something, then yeah, it's a total problem. Or vegan.
Well, but they also have a Supreme that I think only has pepperoni. Would you pick that off?
Yeah. The Supreme Killer. I mean, like, I love Supreme. I'm a Supreme kind of guy, but this 4-meat, yikes, super good.
Yeah. And especially when these days Costco is only doing pepperoni and cheese.
Yeah. They took away their Supreme. Don't know why.
Yeah. Well, and I don't understand why Costco was never offering a pepperoni and sausage, because if you're going to have sausage on the Supreme, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
So I love Costco pizza. To be clear, I'm not knocking Costco pizza.
No, but I've had it. I've had it a couple of times because, you know, like when I was working at Pepsi, you know, it was like, oh, it's on the way. There's one that I had a couple at a Costco on the way. So I was like, yeah, let me get a pizza.
Yeah.
And a hot dog.
So anyways, we did that on Sunday. Did we? I don't think we did anything else on Sunday. We just mostly stood around the house.
Yeah.
We went for a drive with my kid.
Drop off some
books to the library.
Library books. Yo, that accident was ridiculous, bro. There was like this, we saw these police lights, so we went around the loop. We were driving around the loop. We did a full loop on the loop and went drove by this accident. Yo. Like, hopefully everybody's okay, but it did not look nice because it looked like a motorcycle hit
under. It went under a car.
Well, it hit the side. It was actually, well, I guess they pulled it out at that point, but it like full on was just like the driver's side door was just busted. And I mean, like the airbag deployed and everything, but like there was a motorcycle right there. So yikes. I just hope everybody's okay in that situation.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything or seen anything. And then, of course, we went to the playground here in my hood. You mentioned the clubhouse, but there's also
there's a little playground.
Swimming pool, hot tub, playground for kids. So we took my kid over to the playground, play a little bit.
was not feeling the other kids at the park, though.
Yeah. My kid is prefers to have the play equipment to themselves, I think. And I get it. I mean,
hey. COVID kids, man.
Well, no, I mean, so my kid's been in daycare.
Oh, she's been in daycare, right.
So, you know, I think she has her friends and she likes to hang out with her friends. And so seeing people that are not her friends, I think is probably what is a little weird. But, you know, ultimately we try to push her outside of her comfort zone once in a while. So,
yeah, she just was not feeling it.
Yeah. So, and then pretty much Sunday night, we just hung out, played some video games. Yeah. And yesterday, I had to work, but you were here mostly just chilling and
played some WWE
2K22.
A 22, nice gameplay.
Interesting. I'm not very good at it. I mean, I'm not very good at video games in general. Well, not great, but yeah, this time not very good, but you know, I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
So it's Tuesday and you're here. We're here doing the show.
Yes, sir.
You're here in, you're in my dining room right now, I guess. And, you fly back tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, then you've just got a few more days and hopefully you finally start your government job.
Yeah.
Do you have an update there? Are you ready to go for Monday? Do you have your birth certificate, your long form? Do you have,
not as of yet, not as of yet. Yeah, no, so we have a few more days. We have a few more days. And, yeah.
When is it coming? So what happens on Monday if you don't have this thing again?
Like I said, I got to make a phone call today, try and talk to him, see what's up. I left a message a while back. I left a message a few days ago, haven't heard back. So, or an email or anything. So, I'm going to give him a call today and find out what's the deal.
Okay.
If I have it on the way, can we proceed? We got to see.
Okay. But does it sound like your birth certificate is going to be here?
Yeah. Anytime? I mean, from everything that, has gone on, it sounds like it should be here on time. We've expressed the urgency of it, and everything else. So, with that, we're hopeful that it'll be here on time. You know, it's in God's hands now.
It's
in God's hands now, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's shift gears one more time.
Oh, hey, you know what I forgot to tell you? You know Morbius comes out on April 1st, right? That's going to be, well, that's, it's not MCU, but it's like the next superhero movie that's coming.
I wouldn't say that it's not MCU.
Well, just, not confirmed MCU.
I'm just saying we know for a fact that Venom, for example, is MCU now. He was in the Spider-Man film, even though it was a brief appearance. So we could potentially say that Spider-Man is MCU. I also think that with Morbius, we have seen Michael Keaton.
That, yeah, as apparently as Vulture.
So if that is, and we'll see if that truly is the Vulture, is it not an MCU film? I know that Marvel has been involved with Morbius in regards to like having consultative. So I guess we'll see. I know Morbius is coming out on April 1st. It'll probably won't actually happen. It'll be an April Fool's joke.
That'd be gangster.
Right? We go hard. It's coming out next week. Sorry.
April Fool's, it's coming out next week.
Yeah. So I'm just not super stoked. I know more about Morbius than I do Moon Knight.
Yeah.
And that's probably to the detriment of Morbius. I don't personally enjoy the Morbius story because he kind of flip-flops. He's a bit like Namor in that he flip-flops back and forth between hero and anti-hero and almost villain. So it'll be interesting in that regard to see what direction they take it. I've heard rumors of them possibly trying to do the Sinister Six and him being one of them, which I don't know that
I... makes sense. He wasn't in the Sinister Six. Was he?
I mean, there have been many iterations of the Sinister Six, so...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that he can't be
out. Yeah, no, because I heard there was talk about a Sinister Six, and then they kind of just all rumors, but they kind of scrapped the idea.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch it.
Oh yeah,
I just don't know if I'm going to watch it in the theater or if I'm going to wait. I haven't decided yet.
I'll probably go see it in theaters. Like I mean, I've seen pretty much every superhero film.
Yeah, I feel like I need to because I've also heard there is the potential for there being a cross with Multiverse of Madness.
I think the only superhero films I have not, well, there's a multiple, like some of the DC ones that are more recent, but that are
Marvel based was the Amazing Spider-Mans. I didn't see those in theaters.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's shift gears one last time.
One last time.
Teach them how to say goodbye. And let's talk about our cruise that is coming up in 1 year.
Let's talk about it.
We're not less than a year. We're less than a year and a month. We're less than 13 months today.
Yeah.
13 months from today would be the day that we're getting back into Seattle. So, we've been talking about this cruise, a lot the last couple of weeks, and we're going to keep talking about it. well, it's kind of a big deal. It's a huge deal. And we want as many of our friends, followers, family, whatever, to join us on this cruise. We are going to Alaska.
Yes.
We're going on a 7-day cruise out of Seattle. Going to head up some spots like Ketchikan, Skagway, Juneau. Going to see some glaciers.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, going to see some northern lights. It is possible.
I thought that was a summertime thing.
No, generally.
That's a wintertime thing. Just kidding.
Yeah. So there's the possibility because they do sometimes go into early spring. So.
Well, then I'll definitely keep my fingers crossed for that because that would be killer to see.
Yeah. So the cruise is on Norwegian Cruise Lines Bliss. The ship is called the Bliss. It's April 15th to the 22nd of next year. There are still tons of rooms and
Facebook page.
Yeah. Hit us up. If you're even remotely interested, hit us up. We'll add you to our private Facebook group, which is only for people that are interested in potentially being a part of this cruise.
Yeah.
And you'll get lots of information. We have our own personal cruise consultant. We are a part of a group. And so coming along with being a part of a group is discounts.
Discounts.
So one of the things that we needed to do for Norwegian to actually start giving us discounts is get to 5 rooms. Guess what? We're at 10. So we are now starting to actually get and enjoy those discounts that come along with being a part of a group.
More benefits.
Absolutely.
Oh, and by the way, Tyrus, yes, I'm going to be working on my passport as soon as I get back home.
Yes, Tyrus says if you're going on the cruise and you don't have a passport, get started now.
I have a passport. The only problem is, of course, it's expired. So, yikes.
Yeah, he goes on to say a passport is not required, but it makes things a lot easier, especially with dealing with customs.
Because we are passing through Canada.
Yes, Kanadia. We actually are stopping in Kanadia for Victoria, British Columbia. So so one of the things I wanted to call out, just in case there are some people out there that are interested.
Oh, just so you know, Debbie says, yeah, Northern Lights September or October, as well as March or April. So we could be on the cusp. Hopefully, if it is going on, we'll be able to get a glimpse.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm really hoping because I would love to see that. That's one of the things that's on like my bucket list that I want to get to see.
Yeah.
But if you are interested, you want to join our Facebook group, you want to join this cruise, Norwegian is already offering some really great deals to try and get you on. Obviously, the cruise industry took a huge hit during COVID, and they're now really trying to make a comeback. And so they are offering some fantastic deals, such as like for mine, when I booked, I'm getting 35% off my room, my cruise fees. Plus, I'm getting 2-for-1 flights. I'm getting a drink package that's included. I'm getting $50 shore excursion at every port of call. There's so many different cool benefits that are involved. If you're booking early enough, if you start waiting, you might not get some of this cool stuff.
Yeah.
So the other thing that's really cool about being a part of a group is you're also going to get an additional 10% off of whatever you're already getting.
Nice.
And you're going to get $100 on onboard credit that can be used for whatever you want. You want to go to one of the stores and buy some bottles of alcohol? Go to town. You want to go to some of the restaurants that aren't included? Go to town.
Hey, Mark, if they were to make a deposit and for some reason weren't able to go, what happens there? Do you know?
Okay. So right now, and I believe this offer ends in 2 days. They are offering, in essence, it's a matching deposit. You put up 150 and they will match it with 150. So you're basically putting down a $300 deposit. And so with that deposit, if you do it that way, you're basically saying, here's 150 bucks. I want to go on this cruise. If you decide for some reason you don't want to go on this cruise, you change your mind, you're not going to lose that 150. It basically sits with Norwegian for 3 years. You have 3 years to use that 150 on a different cruise.
Yeah.
So if something happens and you end up having to back out, you're not going to get your 150 back, but you can use that for the next 3 years.
Yeah. So that's crazy. So, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That was actually asking just if people, you know, if they're kind of questioning if, you know, they want to go, at least get that deposit in so you can at least reserve your spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially right now with them doing the matching 150, you know, that's free money. Why not take it? So I would highly recommend if you're interested and you're like, you know what, I think I can do those dates, get your deposit in, book a room, and you can book any room. I always recommend booking a higher room because you can work your way down. The higher rooms sell out first. And speaking of rooms, I want to talk about a couple of the cool rooms that they have on this ship that aren't available on a lot of different cruises. So, for example, James, you're a single guy, right?
Yeah.
One of the things that Norwegian Cruise Lines offers on this ship specifically is a singles studio where it's a small room.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to try and play it down. It is a small room.
It's a tiny room. Yeah.
You know, you walk in and you've got your shower right here. You've got your sink right here and your bed's right there. It is a small studio room.
Yeah.
But it is really cheap compared to anything else.
Right.
And the singles have access to their own lounge area. So it's really kind of a cool space. If you're a single cruiser, even if you're a part of our group, you could still get one of these and be a single cruiser and enjoy the amenities that come along with being that.
Just grab me a piece of fruit every morning.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool spot. There's a lot of videos online. If you haven't seen it, check it out. You know, if you're trying to really do this on the cheap and you're a single person, you can do that.
Yeah.
Going from there, you've got your ocean view rooms, which right now is what you're signed up for.
Yep.
You know, it's a basic standard room with a porthole so you can look out and see the ocean.
Yep.
And those are usually on the lower decks. Then you move up a little bit higher and you've got your balcony rooms. Those are quite nice. But they're, again, you're going to have a smaller balcony, but at least you could sit out there and take in the sea air and relax.
Right.
Then you start moving up to some of the larger rooms. You've got spa suites, which give you access to the spa, and they're a little bit bigger, a little bit nicer. Then you have the upper echelon, the Haven. Ooh. The Haven is a really cool spot on this ship. It has its own exclusive restaurant.
Yep.
It has two exclusive bars.
Yep.
It has an exclusive sun deck. And the rooms are just amazing. You have your own personal butler. They'll bring food to your room. If you don't want to go sit and socialize with other people, maybe you just want to eat in your room, they'll bring the food to you and you can sit in your room.
White tablecloth status.
Yeah. And I'm not going to play it down again. Those are expensive.
You're not cheap.
Yeah. But if you want to go first class and you want to like really live it up, the Haven is the way to go. Yeah. And honestly, the Haven is one of the things I'm personally considering because they have lots of different choices. Again, they have aft balcony rooms. They've got forward facing balcony rooms. They've got, and then there is the specific Haven area where there's about 30 rooms that are surround a pool area, a sunbathing area. Nice. And it's its own kind of enclosed area. So I'm thinking about that as well. So I think this cruise is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of people from that are following the show that are coming.
We've actually known, we've met and done stuff with. So
yeah. And so I'm super excited. Like I said, we're over 10 rooms now. We've got more than 20 people that are joining us on this cruise, and we want more. So if you are interested at all, send us a message. We'll invite you to the private Facebook group. You can ask your questions. We've got our private cruise consultant, Terry, who's a great guy. He is going to do what is best for you.
Yeah.
Well, we have some friends that we're looking to book, and it did not financially make sense for them to be a part of our group. Based on what they were doing, based on, you know, as a family of four, kids right now, cruise free. And so it made more sense from looking at the deal's perspective for them to get the kids cruise free deal than it was to be a part of our group. And while selfishly they're not a part of our group in regards to helping us get those discounts and everything, they are getting the better deal, which is good for them. And they aren't going to miss out on anything that we can do as a group.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. I was like, I respect him because of that. Like, some people, you know, like there's some cruise or like some vacation coordinators and things like that. They'll be like, oh, no, let's just go ahead and do this way. And it's like, he didn't do that. He was just like, you know what? No, let's go ahead and do this way. And that'll help you out. So I respect that. That's
yeah.
And respect.
I appreciate that because I want our people that are going to join us on this to enjoy themselves and to know that they are getting the best possible deal for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like one of the things that's included on my package is a drink package. I plan to drink. There are people out there that don't drink, and I respect that. And so that's not a benefit to you, but they offer other things. So if you aren't going to use that drink package, they will offer something of equal value. Maybe it's additional food package so you can go eat at some of the fine restaurants. Maybe it's a photo package, like you'd like to take some nice photos with you and your family. So there are a lot of other options. Got to ask questions. That's the important part.
Yep.
So if you're even remotely interested, hit us up. We'll get you in the group. We'll get you that contact info for Terry, and you can start firing away those questions. But ultimately, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the next thing up is going to be really trying to figure out what we're going to do or what I'm going to do from a shore excursion standpoint, because we don't have to do everything together. Just because we're part of a group doesn't mean we have to eat together. And this is one of the cool things a lot of people don't know. On Norwegian cruise lines, you don't have to eat together.
Yeah.
You want to go have dinner? Go have dinner. You want to go have dinner with me and James? Let us know. Let's see if we can schedule it. But if you want to go have dinner, you're not having dinner with all of us. It's because you're a part of our group doesn't mean that you're with us all the time.
Do your own, by all means, do your own thing.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to eat, you know, like maybe have one meal where, you know, everybody in the group gets together, but it's not, we're not mandating anything. Just, you know, hey, you know, I'd like to, you know, join everybody for a dinner. Cool.
Absolutely.
You can probably set that up and get it going. So,
yeah. And as Tyra said, he has actually been on this actual ship. He has been on the Bliss. So if you have questions, once you get to the group, you can ask him too.
By all means. And he's more than happy to give you information.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't know, Tyrus is a friend of the show. He's got his own podcast, Strictly My Opinion. If you haven't checked it out, give it a listen. You know, he's doing his thing, and he's bringing folks on this group as well. And so, you know, it's kind of the Fat and Black Connection and Strictly My Opinion podcast working together to try and make this happen for some folks. If we can get this group large enough, we will likely look to schedule they have event rooms, and we'll look to put something together to do a live studio audience recording of our shows.
That'd be awesome. That'd be a lot of fun.
So
help us get to that point.
Yes. If you're interested, hit us up. Let's get you a part of the group. So, yeah, James, yeah, we've run long. I think what we need to do is, for the short excursion aspect, let's plan to do that next week.
Absolutely. I you know what? I was going to say that I think we should save that for next week. I think that would be that could take up pretty much the entire show if we need to.
It could. It really could. So if you're interested, if you're getting that itch, next week we're going to talk about shore excursions and what those look like. So,
just so you know, Debbie says if you don't take the matching option, you can get a full refund.
Oh.
But at the same time, why would you? But I mean, yeah, I mean, if you don't take it and you can get a full refund, okay. If you're not 100% sure, but I mean, I'd almost take that match. I'd take that matching for sure.
Yeah, I personally like the matching because I like free money, but and I know I'm going on this thing. Like, unless I'm dead, I'm going on this thing. So
thank you, Tyrus. We appreciate it. Tyrus just threw up a great show. So, yeah.
So, all right. Well, it's been real and it's been fun.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because you're in my house, it's not real fun.
Boo. All right, guys. Well, I guess we will talk about shore excursions next week. Have a good week. And, come on.